Theorem? Okay, shh. Binomial theorem is a way to expand seemingly hugely hard and impossible binomials. Alright. Now what word do we have to use to multiply that all out? What's the magic word? Oh, and foiling this is icky. Okay. We're going to start this. Read the directions. Figure out where your last name B is. You're what?
So lucky.
One.
Come on. And I'm going to do the A plus B to the fourth because I'm going to show you something. Okay? Shh.
I don't know what it is. It's
that's my dream.
Shh. Anyone who started with A plus B to the 0?
1.
How about A plus B to the 1? What about A plus B squared?
A squared plus 2AB plus B squared.
A squared plus 2AB plus B squared. How about A plus B cubed?
A squared plus
3A
squared plus
3AB
squared plus
3AB. No, that's it. It's A cubed plus 3A squared B plus 3AB squared plus B cubed. And those of us who were real men, women, mathematicians, mathletes, who did the A plus B to the 4th, we got A to the 4th plus 4AB squared plus 4A cubed B squared plus 6A squared B squared plus 4AB to the 3rd plus B to the 4th. Yes. It's Pascal's triangle. Oh my gosh. But what's Pascal's triangle?
The
coefficients. 1, 1, 2, 1, 1, 3, 3, 1, 1, 4, 6, 4, 1. What would the expansion of A plus B... Oh, because it's a typo. What would the expansion of A plus B to the 5th start out be?
A to the 5th.
Plus.
Four
well, no,
plus
careful.
Five.
1 plus 5, 8.
Plus 5, 8.
A to the 4th, B.
Plus 7.
No. 4 plus 6.
10.
A to the 3rd.
B to the
3rd. B to the 2nd. Because B started at 0, 1, 2. Okay. Oh, no, this is supposed to be 4. That's a typo. 6 and 4, so it would be 10. And then the next coefficient would be?
4.
5, because that's a typo again.
Oh, yeah.
And the last one would be?
1.
What are we looking at? A what? What do we call it when we can sort of... A pattern. Okay. Now, notice also what I have here. I had 1 with no B's, 4 with 1 B, 6 with 2 B's, 4 with 3 B's, and 1 with 4 B. Just look at that for a second. Okay, everybody. Oh, Pascal's triangle. I wanted to show you something else on Pascal's triangle. We were talking about the square numbers, the triangular numbers. Anyone ever heard of the Fibonacci series?
Yeah.
1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8. The Fibonacci series numbers are in Pascal's triangle. You don't have to write that down. It's just really cool.
Do they always work that way? Do they always make that number?
Well, the Pascal's triangle is only one triangle. Christy, you got a question?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. When A plus B to the 4th was expanded, it looked like that. There was one term that had no B's, 4 terms that had 1 B, 6 terms that had 2 B's, four terms that had three b's and one term that had four b's. Everyone okay on that?
Yep.
That's what I did over there, and I showed you that all out. One term that has no b's, four terms that has one b, six terms that have two b's, four terms that have three b's, and one term that has four b's. I know you could also look at it in terms of the a's, but trust me, we want to look at it in terms of the b's. All right, and 14641 represents the?
That's the way to be.
That's the way to be. And what 14641 represents the?
14641.
The coefficients.
Wait, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
What's the row after that would make the board? I think I wrote it down wrong.
What should it be? What did you write it down as?
1, 6, 15, 20, 15, 16.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Okay. Does anyone remember what a combination was?
Order doesn't matter.
N elements R at a time. Order doesn't matter. What was the symbol?
NCR.
What's the formula?
N factorial.
N factorial over R factorial. Minus R factorial. You have to know that. You do have to know that, because on the final, you're not going to be able to use a calculator. And then, what was the other symbol?
N over R?
The giant parentheses, N over R. Remember this? This is a previous slide that you've seen already. Everyone okay with that? When I had these four terms that have one B in them, did the order I multiplied them together matter? Meaning, if I had an A cubed times a B, was that the same as a, oh no, wait a minute. An A cubed times a B, was that equivalent to multiplying an A times an A squared B?
Yes.
Well, what's A cubed times B? A cubed B. What is A squared B times A?
A.
So did the order, come on, stay with me. Did the order I multiply them matter? Okay. So could these be thought of as little combinations because the order doesn't matter? All right, everybody, if your last name begins with these things, please find those. Those of you who found 4 over 0, what's 4 over 0?
1.
Thank you. Anybody else found theirs yet?
4 over.
What's 4 over 1? 4.
4 over 3 is
6. 4 over 3 is?
4.
Oh, if 4 over 3 is 4,
6.
4 over 2 is 6, and what's 4 over 4?
1.
What do you know? What did we just find? Pascal's triangle, the which row? The row where n equals 4. Huh. No b's, 1 b, 2 b's, 3 b's, 4 b's. What happens if you're taking the Pascal triangle coefficient of anything over 0? What do you get?
1.
What if you have that number over 1? What do you get?
N.
You get n. And what happens with the coefficients, because we know what Pascal's triangle looks like? Coefficient at the beginning?
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Same thing as coefficient at the end. Second in?
Second in.
Patterns. I'm so excited. What's that again?
Can you just say that again?
What did I say? The outside is the same as each other.
Yeah,
the second
was
in.
Ready for something that I didn't really.
Pascal's triangle coefficients, they match, don't they? First one matches the last one. Second one in matches the second one in. So really, if you have like 8 coefficients to find, you really only have 4 to find. And because you know n over 0 and n over 1, you know that you've only got 2 to find. Oh, could this get any easier? Wait till you see the next slide. Okay, so here it is again. I keep coming back to this same concept. four term zero B's, four term one B, four term two B's, four term three B's, four term four B's. Now, what is obviously not being talked about when we're finding these? A's aren't being talked about, but let's think about this. When it was 4 over 0, the power of A was 4. When it was 4 over 1, the power of A was 3. When it was 4 over 2, the power of A was 2. Oh, another pattern. Okay. What happens to the powers of A in this? They decrease. And what about the powers of B?
They increase.
Where does the powers of A start?
At the beginning.
Four.
At the beginning.
Yeah, at the beginning. But at with what power?
Highest.
Four. The highest power. And where does it stop? When you get down to zero, technically. Where does the power of B start?
Zero.
At zero. And where does it end?
Four.
Or the highest power. More patterns. The coefficients, we use combination stuff. What would the coefficients of row 7 be? Don't tell me numerically, but tell me how you would start. Yeah, but what would the first set of parentheses be? 7 over? 7 over? 7 over? When would you stop? 7 over 7. What about if I was doing something that was to the power of 12? What would my first coefficient be? 12 over 0.
12
over 1. Stop at?
12
over 12. Sorry about that. Okay. So already in the binomial theorem, I know how to find the coefficients. Okay. This is going to lead us to the binomial theorem. I'm going to strongly suggest you do not write this down. I'll tell you when to start writing again. This is a mess to write. But what happens is, we're going to do like one problem tonight where you're asked to actually expand something completely. Other times, I'm going to ask you to do things like find the middle term, the third term, the second term, the sixth term. Don't know calculators right now. We don't need calculators. All right, ready to watch? This is going to look hideous. It's going to look hideous. But if you are willing to remember patterns, you're going to be fine. You must write down some stuff, and I'll tell you what to write in a minute. Okay, binomial theorem. Ready? Okay. We're expanding anything a plus b to the n power. Hold on.
Why?
It does. A plus b to the n. Now, what did we all agree that on the seventh row we'd start with? 7 over 0, 7 over 1, 7 over 2, 7 over 3, and we'd stop at 7 over 7. For any binomial theorem, the coefficient, the Pascal triangle coefficient, starts at n over 0. And stops when you get to n over n. Now you write that down, and I'll tell you more things that you can memorize in a second.
Well, what if n's like 2? Then you have a to the n minus 2 to the n.
No, but you only go up 2. So you go 2 over 0, 2 over 1, 2 over 2. When you get to 2 over 2, you stop. This is a generalized formula.
What's the n minus?
Because if you're going to 7 over 7, what's the one before it going to be?
Oh, okay.
7 over 6. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
What did we say? How many B's do we have here?
None.
How many B's do we have here?
One.
How many B's do we have here?
Two.
B's here? At the end, how many B's do we have?
N.
So B is being raised to the bottom number. Don't have to write it down. I'll show you that in a second. And what did we notice? A to the power of here is? Well, it's the top number, but it's not the top number here.
It's top minus bottom.
Top minus bottom. N minus 2. You want to go get a drink of water? You okay? Okay. N minus 0. N minus 1. N minus 2. N minus 3. Notice that.
Those are the
A's. See how the A is written right here? And I have n minus 3 here. We're not to where you have to write anything yet. That's why I keep telling you, don't write. I'm going to tell you when to write in a second. It's okay. So, the pattern is you always start with n over 0 and you stop with n over n. This is what each term looks like. This is what you should write down. N over r. N over r. A to the difference, B to the bottom number. N over R, A to the difference, B to the bottom number. N over R, A to the difference, B to the bottom number. That is what needs to be memorized. Alex?
So basically, it's A to the N minus R, and then B to the R.
Yes. Yes. I just like to just get in the front. I always say difference, bottom, number. That's the pattern I'm always going to say. Now, we're going to practice this with one expansion first, and then we're going to talk some more. Tonight's homework problem is going to have one expansion and then a few other types of problems. I'm going to skip this one. I'm going to go right to this one. Expand and evaluate 3x minus y to the 6th. And for a moment, I want you, as you write that down, tell me what A is.
3x.
A is equal to 3x. And what's B equal to?
Negative.
Yeah, B is actually equal to negative y. Negative signs have to be taken care of, but I'll show you how to do it in a minute. Okay. How do you know what? What? Okay. Do you remember how the formula I gave you was A plus B to the N? Okay, so which one do you think A is? Okay, all right. Okay, so let's start off, and this is the way I'm going to suggest it. There's two parts to this. Expand, then evaluate. Expand means just write it all out. Evaluate means figure out every term. So we're going to start with the expand step. And my strongest hint is to write out the coefficients first. You're going to need some space to do this. Coefficients first. If you do coefficients first, it's going to be a lot easier. Okay. So what's my first coefficient? Just tell me with the brackets. Parentheses. What do we start with? No.
One?
Six over zero. We went through this question a bunch of times to say, what do we always start with? Everyone said 7 over 0, 12 over 0. We start with 6 over 0, and what's the next one going to be? 6 over 1. Next one? 6 over 2. Next one? 6 over 3. Next one? 6 over 4. Next one? 6 over 5. Next one?
6 over 6.
Okay. Now, what are those coefficients always multiplied by? What was the thing you should have just written down?
A minus
A to the
difference,
B to the bottom number.
So 3x to the 6th.
So we're going to take, in the first one, it's going to be the 3x to what power?
6.
And then it's going to be 3x to what power?
5th.
And then?
3x
to the 4th, then 3x cubed, then 3x squared, then 3x to the 1, and I'm going to write 3x to the 0 just so you're used to seeing the pattern. Because think about binomial theorem. The coefficient started for the problem we did, 4 over 0, 4 over 1, 4 over 2, all the way to 4 over 4. We always had A to the difference of those numbers. Now, what is B again?
Bottom.
But B is negative y, and it's to the bottom. So in the first one, it's going to be to the?
Zero.
And the next one, it's going to be?
One.
Next one, it's going to be?
Two.
Two. Next one, it's going to be?
Three.
Next one's going to be?
Four.
And you keep going, and you keep going. Now, what goes in between all these terms?
Plus
signs, yeah.
Doesn't it depend on what y is?
No, because you see how we put the negative in front of it? By making y negative 1, you don't have to worry about what the sign is, but that's a really good point. Normally, you would have to worry about it, but because of the way we set it up, we're all right. Does anyone see? Oh, my bad.
cake chop.
Right here.
See that back there? Can I have that? I'm gonna need that color in a second. Okay, so that is expand. Guess what? We expanded it. Evaluate. Evaluate means figure out each of the terms. But what do we already know? Let's start off. What is 6 over 0? We should know that. No?
1.
And so, if that's 1, if 6 over 0 is 1,
6 over 0.
Which one?
6 is 1.
6 over 6 is 1 because Pascal's triangle, they match. What's 6 over 1?
6.
6, which means
that the other one is
6.
Oh, they're always
7?
The opposite?
What do you mean the opposite?
Like, it'll always be like 1, then the number, then the number, and 1.
Well, Pascal's triangle coefficients, don't they mirror right down the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, 6 over 2.
15.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 over 4, 3, 2, 1, 2, 1. It is 15, which means if 6 over 2 is 15,
6 over 4
is 15. What?
How do you get 15?
You use the formula or your calculator? Okay.
Don't you do like
1
plus
6
equals, isn't that
supposed to work? No. N over R is N factorial over R factorial, N minus R factorial. The formula.
I thought you used that same row, but you used the row.
We're not going to use the row. You don't want to go back to writing Pascal's triangle down, because what if I gave you 27 for a power? You don't want to do that. Follow this. Trust me. It'll work. Now, so we need to find 6 over 3. Anyone know what 6 over 3 is?
1.
It's 20.
So then you can just write it, right?
You can just write what? Well, we haven't finished it, because what else do I have to do now?
Well, you have to write it out.
I have to multiply it now. 3x to the 6, 3x quantity to the 6, guess what that is? 729x to the 6. And what's negative y to the 0?
1.
Times 1. I just figure out what each piece is.
So would it be the same thing? So 729.
No, because 3 to the 5th now, 3 to the 5th is a smaller number. That's only 243x to the 5th times, now what's negative y to the 1 power?
Negative y.
And a negative, I'll give you a big strong hint, the negative really needs to go out front immediately. If you keep the negative in, it's going to mess you up. It's going to look like a subtraction sign. It's not. It's times the negative 1. So put the negative out in front. Anyone know what 3x to the 4th is, quantity? 81x to the 4th, and then times what's negative y squared? Positive y squared. What's 3x quantity cubed? 27x to the 3rd. What is negative y cubed? It's negative y cubed, good. 3x squared is going to be? 9x squared times a positive y to the 4th. And then the last one will be a 3x times a negative y to the 5th plus a, and the last one will be 1 times 1 times y to the 6th. Look at that for a minute and make sure you understand how I got the yellow numbers, how I got the blue numbers, and how I got the green numbers. If any of that doesn't make sense, speak now or forever hold your peace. All right. Now, when these three things are all next to each other, what does that mean we're doing to those three numbers?
Multiplying.
So we get, but that's why we have calculators. 729x to the 6th minus, 1458x to the 5th y plus 1215. X to the 4th y squared minus 540 x cubed y cubed plus 135 x squared y to the 4th minus 18 xy to the 5th plus y to the 6th. That is the expansion.
That's like more work than it's boiling.
Okay, I was going to please ask no one to say that. Because.
No, foiling would be a lot worse.
Foiling is going to be a ton worse when you see the problems I'm actually giving you. This is the first 15 minutes of a lecture, right? First 15 minutes. We've got to expand on it, okay? All right. Which one's the middle term, guys? Which one is the middle term?
540.
Okay, so here's my, let me get my new colors. Okay, I'm going to pink now. There is my middle term. Which one is my middle term in my expansion?
26
over 3 is my middle term. Which one is my seventh term?
Y to the 6.
Y to the 6 is my seventh term, so this is my seventh term. Which one is my my second term?
Number 6.
The second one, which is, there's my second term. Which one is my fifth term?
6 over 4.
Okay. More patterns. More patterns. Which one is the middle term? How do you think I'm always going to find the middle term?
N over half of N.
If you're asked to find the middle term, that middle term has a coefficient of N over half of N. Let's see. N was equal to 6 on this problem. How many terms are there actually?
7.
Oh. What if N was equal to 12? How many terms would there be?
13.
What if N was equal to 21? How many terms would there actually be? 22. Would there be a middle term? Oh, so to have a middle term, N must be
even. Could you have two middle terms?
You could call them two middle terms, but we don't usually do that. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't ask you for a middle term if one doesn't exist. All right. What do you know is consistent between the second term and its actual term, and the phrase fifth term and its actual term, and the phrase seventh term and the actual term?
The power.
There's one less.
It's one less than the position, right? Like where you are? If you're looking at the kth term, it would be n over k minus 1, because our first term has a 0 in the bottom. Okay, so let's look at this problem. X plus 2y to the 24th, and I want you to find the 23rd term. Would it be easier to FOIL it out? Okay, it would be easier just to take this and say, okay, I know the coefficient is going to be what over what? 24 over
22.
No, 22, one less than the position. Now, what am I going to raise x to the power of?
X to the second.
X is going to be raised to the second power. And what am I going to raise next?
2y
to the 22nd power. Boy, it's kind of nice that we have calculators.
Yeah, it is.
What if I said, find for me the middle term?
24
over 12.
X
to the
12.
2y to the 12. Now, and I'm going to write underneath of this, etc. Because what do you think I mean by etc.?
Multiply.
It means actually, yeah, figure it all out.
What if I said, fine, the third, let's do the fourth term. Oh, actually, let's make it the 10th term. Let's make it the 10th term, a number we haven't seen. Now, look at what we can get in the habit of doing. We write the parentheses. We put the N in the top. We put the X, the 2Y in. We just fill them in. And then, okay, 10th term.
Nine.
Here.
X to the 13.
X to the 13th.
2y to the 9.
It's all patterns. It's all patterns. For tonight's homework, there's really two parts. One is a binomial expansion. You are going to do one binomial expansion, only one. The other part of the homework I would like you to do is this kind of stuff, playing around a little
bit. Isn't that 15?
Oh, 24 minus 9 is 15.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
Oops. Yep, sorry, 15. Page 760.
Page
760. 19, 35, 37, 39, 41. That is it. Try every problem, even if you think it's hard.
I think it's easier than that. I just read the presentation. It's like much easier than that. I wish I knew it like 2 days ago.